There's a bar in Liverpool called the Cavern Club. It's been rebuilt from the time in 1961 when an aspiring band calling themselves The Beatles used to play beneath its brick catacombs. But this week, Sir Paul McCartney returned to play a gig there.
Ladies and gentlemen, with his band, Paul McCartney.
Welcome to this house. Stop all that yakety yak.
Hundred highly blessed people squeezed into the cavern for the performance, but hundreds of others could observe scenes from it on the internet. Frankie Connor was on the inside, however. Frankie is a presenter on Britain's Merseyside Radio and joins us from Liverpool. Frankie, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for the call. You're welcome.
And you've got a really extraordinary special connection to the Beatles and the, even the Cavern Club, don't you?
Well, yeah, I guess I have, really. I saw the Beatles when I was 15 years old, 1962. I saw the Beatles live at the Cavern.
But you played the Cavern Club yourself.
Yeah, I began 64 with the year with the Hideaways. We were there for 6 years. When the Beatles kind of moved out, we came on the second wave, my group, with my sort of friends, being a bit younger than the Beatles. We were kind of the second wave of Mersey Beat groups, if you will.
Right. What was the performance like that Sir Paul and the folks gave?
Oh, Scott, it was tremendous. I mean, he just did his rock and roll set, really. It was kind of his stuff, that obviously his own roots. He did Buddy Holly songs, Elvis numbers, of course, Eddie Cochran stuff, which we love anyway. You know, it was American rock and roll he played. Really, in my hometown, with one Beatle track only.
Which one was that?
He went 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean?
Oh, my word.
I saw her standing there. It's got to blow the house down, it really did.
Yeah.
You know, raised the roof completely. Just the one track, and that was, to me, was tremendous.
Sir Paul has remained a part of Liverpool, hasn't he?
Oh, very much. His family, of course, still live on Merseyside here. And, of course, Michael, the brother, lives on Merseyside. And, of course, his aunties, uncles. And he's back here a lot more than people realise.
What led him to make this appearance at the Cavern Club?
Well, people say he just plugged the album, which is very cynical, really. Just plugging the CD, Run Devil Run. It may have been that. But I think what it is, in my humble opinion, I think he lost Linda, of course, a while ago, as you know. And I think he's got back to his roots and realised times are going on, the years are going by. He wanted to rock and roll again, and we're better to begin than Liverpool.
Yeah. Well, Frankie, it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Oh, Scott, my pleasure. Thanks for the call. A delight. Wish you all a very happy Christmas and a very peaceful millennium.
You too. Frankie Connor speaking from Merseyside, Liverpool.